From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Amelia Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia paper. Igabob Crane School Board member Dan Cohn has announced his resignation effective August 20th. He said his job demands prevent him from finding the time necessary to fulfill his board obligations, given the active superintendent search and the start of a major capital improvement project. Board President Matthew Nelson said, and I quote, "Your departure will be a loss to us," end quote. Cohn was appointed in 2016 to replace a board member who had resigned and was subsequently elected to his own full three-year term in 2017. That term will not end until June 2020, so the board is now considering whether to appoint someone to fill the seat for the next 10 months or function with eight members. The board could also hold a special election. It is also considering the possibility of reaching out to a candidate in the May board election to see if that person would be interested in serving out Cohn's term. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Bill Williams is reporting for WCTW-FM. The State Department of Taxation and Finance is alerting residents to fraudulent letters being distributed via U.S. mail that demand immediate payment for an outstanding tax debt and threaten the revocation of passports and driver's licenses if the warning goes unheeded. The return address on the letter reads, and I quote, "Tax Processing Center, Internal Processing Service, Public Judgment Records," end quote. The letter includes an 888 number to call. The department advises that if you receive a suspicious letter from someone claiming to be an employee of the Department of Taxation and Finance, it is critical for you to report it by calling 518-451-1566. Scammers have also claimed to be from the New York State Treasury. If you receive one of these calls, notify the agency at 1-800-771-7755. Read the full press release at 985thecat.iheart.com. John Campbell is reporting for the Poughkeepsie Journal. The presence of Mark Molinaro, Dutchess County executive and 2018 gubernatorial candidate, at the Schoharie County Republican Party's annual summer fundraiser September 1st raised eyebrows as some GOP officials are said to be pushing him to challenge U.S. Representative Antonio Delgado in 2020. Molinaro has so far said little about the possibility of a congressional run. Schoharie County Republican Chair and State Assembly Member Chris Teague said, and I quote, "I don't know if he's considering it, but I know there are a lot of people in the Republican Party that are hoping he does. I think he'd make a great candidate, that's for sure," end quote. When asked about the possibility of challenging Delgado, Molinaro said, and I quote, "As flattering as the interest may be, I just came off a statewide race. Right now, I'm just focused on running for re-election. I really am," end quote. So far, three Republicans have declared their intention to run against Delgado: Ola Hawatmet, Anthony German, and Mike Roth. Hawatmet is a fashion designer and co-founder of the Middle Eastern Women's Coalition, a right-leaning group that endorsed Donald Trump in 2016. German is a retired former adjunct general of the New York National Guard, and Roth is campaigning on splitting off upstate New York into a new state. Read the full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. The New York League of Conservation Voters has released its annual State Environmental Scorecard, ranking state lawmakers on 16 key environmental bills dealing with clean energy, public health, transportation, and more. As on past scorecards, Democrats in the state legislature received higher marks than Republicans. Locally, State Senator Daphne Jordan and George Amador scored 50% and 40% respectively. In the Assembly, Chris Teague scored 33%, while D.D. Barrett received a perfect score of 100%. Teague scored amongst the lowest in the Assembly based on what NYLCV characterized as his anti-environment positions on 10 of the 16 key issues, including carbon fuel standards, offshore drilling, and stream protections. Overall, state lawmakers scored higher this year than previous years. According to NYLCB, 2019 was the best, and I quote, legislative session for the environment in living memory, including two bold nation-leading policies on climate and transportation, end quote. Read the full report at nyclv.org. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.